Area 54, music from the future.
Another day for me and you. A sunny day. I look at you. Another day.
Take a leap of faith. Will you? Area 54, we've had enough. Can we please have some real music? Thank you.
Thank you. Area 54 in the Chill Show. Tim and Mike with you tonight. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Just played a track by a band called The Funky Low Lives. The song's called Guitar Track off of their album Somewhere Else Is Here. And Heard before that did a song called Keep You Kimmy off their album Moving On. And Jaywalk, haven't played this song in a while, Soul Vibration. You can find that on a compilation called Hi-Fi Lounge Volume 3. You're going to have to find it in the used bin because the record label's defunct. Morcheeba did Wonders Never Cease off their album called The Antidote, featuring Grace Slick on vocals. Okay, not Grace Slick. Grace Slick sound alike. Actually, she didn't sound too much like Grace Slick on that. Madame Francis did a song called Another Way, and that was a promo single of that song.
That was we talked about this a couple weeks ago. We played the song, and actually, it was probably last year. By now, time is flying, isn't it?
It is.
But this is a song that was used as a for a promo commercial for the Discovery Channel. And was one of our listeners asked us about this, and
we did the research.
We did contacted these guys in France, and they just write music for commercials. But they got such a good response to this single. It was also used for like a Renault commercial in France. So they finally made it into a full-fledged song. Because I guess when they're making music for commercials, it's only 30 or 60 seconds that they have to make, which
right.
a little easier maybe.
And sure, so they made put all your changes and everything. You don't have to do as many changes.
Maybe not.
I don't know. Do the same rules apply? Do you have to put bridges and breaks and things like that?
I don't
that
know. Don't you notice a lot of times, especially when they took like a Moby song, which like every song off of Play was used mm-hmm. for commercials, that they always took like just a couple measures and then they end up looping it. They never even did the breaks a lot of times, so the changes in there.
You got to, you know, they got to be pretty dynamic.
The guy made all his money probably off of selling those songs for commercials. So I think
he did pretty well for himself. Fatboy Slim didn't do too bad either.
No. But we're looking forward to Moby's newest release because it's going to sound like Play 2.
All right. Yeah. Can't wait.
Can't wait.
I can already sing along to it. I haven't even heard anything.
I heard a couple songs off of it. It sounds like Play.
Yeah, cool. I'm waiting for it.
It's better than an Animal Rights CD that he had. Remember that one where
he pulled out
a Stratocaster and figured he'd make a rock CD?
What gave him the right, huh?
Well, you know, that's why he learned how to play guitar first, right? Before he probably started playing keyboard. And
it's true. I guess so. Anyway, I'm looking forward to this album. It should be good.
All right. What do we got going on here? We got Strange Cargo coming up. She Cries Your Name off of Hinterlands. Tim Mike, Area 54.